This is Drew Mackey, and you're listening to Singing Mountain. Hello and welcome to one of those 30-minute-ish episodes that you normally get on Friday, but today you're getting on a Tuesday. Sorry, this week has been kind of busy for me, and I have a different podcast project that needs to come into fruition sooner rather than later. And also I'm trying to do my taxes, and those are not fun. I don't know if you knew about this, but back in the Square episode, I told you about Alkahest, which was an RPG published by Square but developed by HAL, which is also the company that develops the Kirby games. That game's soundtrack was done by Jun Ishikawa, and in talking about it, I mentioned that it reminds me of Kirby's Dream Land 3. Guess what? This is Kirby's Dream Land 3. I really like this game. It's a beautiful 16-bit platformer and kind of marked the end of Kirby's career on that system. It's one of those games where he gets to pal around with a bunch of animal buddies, including, new to this game, a pink octopus named Choo Choo, who is my favorite character and who has not been made playable again, even in Star Allies, unless I'm mistaken. She's not fully playable. It looks like a blob of bubblegum, but is apparently supposed to be an octopus. I don't get it, but I love the design. That's what's in the cover art for this episode. Please love her. The game is quirky and nice like every other Kirby game you've ever played. This one features cameos from like Samus Aran and Dombei and Hikari from Shin Onigashima, and that's a nice little Nintendo callback. It also features a great soundtrack. If you're listening to the previous games in the Kirby franchise, you would think that they are constantly happy. Even the boss fights are pretty upbeat and cheerful, and happiness just pervades the entire soundtrack. Pixel Beat is one of the other VGM podcasts I listen to, and they, by which I mean he, recently did a Kirby's Dream Land episode where it's literally just the soundtrack to Kirby's Dream Land, the first one for the Game Boy. That game's music was also composed by Jun Ishikawa, but in this game, I think a difference is that some of the tracks are a little slower, a little more mellow, and sometimes just not cheerful. Nice, but not cheerful. He's just pulling on a little bit cooler moods in here, and I really like them. So this is a very deliberate mix of tracks from this game. You're going to hear the less cheerful, more contemplative tracks that are maybe more minty green than they are bubblegum pink, if that makes sense. I've talked about bubblegum twice now. I don't usually talk about bubblegum on this podcast. Ignore that. The tracks you're going to hear in this episode are Grassland 2 and 4, Ripple Field 2 and 3, Sand Canyon 3, Cloudy Park, and Iceberg. And that's it. I picked some longer versions of these songs just because those are the ones that had the vibe I was going for, and I thought this would just be kind of a nice, relaxing 30 minutes for you on Planet Popstar. Before I get to the music, I want to read a single review that I got on iTunes recently, February 23rd, in fact. This one comes from DASmith1038, and this person, whose gender I will not presume, had a nice thing to say. I'm going to quote the opening two sentences really quickly. Traveling through the vast darkness and emptiness until you pick up this podcast as an incoming transmission, you keep telling yourself you're not lost. Suddenly, you are filled with hope and joy and just can't help having a smile on your face as you take in each carefully curated collection of VGM tunes hitting your ears. That is a very dramatic and descriptive way to describe my podcast. I love it. Thank you very much. Please give my podcast a rate and review. If you write something creative or weird or interesting or anything, because I'm just going to read them all, I will read it on a future episode. Thank you, DASmith1038. So, sorry about that. Please enjoy the music. Thank you. And that's it. Really quickly, you can listen to all episodes of this podcast at singingmountainpod.com or iTunes or anywhere else you'd normally find a podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Drew G. Mackey, M-A-C-K-I-E, and follow Singing Mountain on Twitter at Singmopod, S-I-N-G-M-O-P-O-D. If you want to support Singing Mountain, please go to patreon.com/tablecakes. That's our podcast network. All right, one more. It's not relaxing, but it's really good. It's one of my favorite versions of this particular theme. The version in episode 51, the Smash Brothers remixes, is also pretty good. It's King Dedede's theme, as heard in Kirby's Dream Land 3, by Jun Ishikawa, who is great.